This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are your home of Rangers baseball, and today it's the home opener. The 1-2 Rangers taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. 2:30 pregame with Jared Sandler. First pitch at 3 o'clock right here on DFW Sports Station. And if you are heading out to the stadium, which many Tolos say they are doing, you're going to hear the legendary voice and presence of the great Chuck Morgan, the voice of Globe Life Field, joining us here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Chuck. Happy baseball season.
Hey, it's great to be on with you guys. I was looking forward to RJ's message last night, and glad to be with you guys. Appreciate it very much.
Have you ever had a home opener eve scare where the voice wasn't working right, or you're like, I'm going to miss the beginning of the season?
No, I worry more about equipment working and video boards working the correct way, things like that. I go back to when I was 5-6 years old. I think playing wiffle ball in the backyard and doing PA and broadcasting play-by-play at the same time trained my voice. And, you know, I tell everybody, Sean, that I probably do as many things wrong for a voice as anybody. So, a few cigars and some adult beverages. So, I've never had a problem with a voice.
How much did, you know, because obviously with a new stadium, you're getting into that first game and there may be some problems. How much did last year not having fans actually help you guys work out some of the kinks that may come along with a new setup?
You'd want to help us out. Is prior to the start of the regular season last year, we had about a week's worth of, let's call them camp games, where the Rangers played each other and inter-squad games, things like that. And that probably helped us as much as anything. We were all set to do some of that testing last year in the middle of March, and we didn't get an opportunity to do that. So those camp games helped a lot, and we were ready to go on opening day last year. So, but that was a big help.
Chuck Morgan, voice of Globe Life Field here on Sean and RJ, the home opener today against Toronto on 105.3 The Fan. What does this place look like? What does it sound like? What are the Tolos going to get to see when they get in there today and for the first time this season?
You know, the first thing I think, Sean, as they walk up to the ballpark, I think my timesheet here, it looks like the roof is going to open at noon. So as the gates open, the roof will open as well, and they'll get to come in from batting practice. But this place is all the places that I've been, whether a football, basketball, or a baseball facility. This probably has the best sound system I've ever heard. It's got some special effects we can use with it, but it's also just very clear, and it's a great sound system. And then, of course, the video boards are state of the art. They're just outstanding. And then, you know, it's just it's a great facility. We found out last year during the National League Championship Series and the World Series that this place can be very loud with 12,000 people in here. I can't imagine what it's going to be like if the Rangers have got something going and need a lot of noise. This place can be very loud.
What are the roof guidelines going to be like for the year? Do you know, like, is it open until it's like, I assume once we hit mid-May, it'll probably be closed for a while, but what are the guidelines you guys are going with?
You know, RJ, I don't know if there's really written down or any type of guidelines. I think that, you know, I've heard 85 degrees bounced around, that they'll close it at 85. Today, I mean, it's going to be close to 80. They're going to try to open it as much as possible to where people are comfortable. You know, they did a couple of things last year before fans were allowed to come in. We had a game on a real hot summer day where they left the roof closed up until about a half hour before the game, and then they opened the roof on a 100-degree day, and it still was around 79 degrees around 10 o'clock at night. So I think it's just going to depend on what the team might want and, you know, just what the weather forecast is. But I think they're going to try to open it as much as possible.
Who's got the button?
You know, I think there's an official roof engineer that's up on the top of the building somewhere, and he's got the button that makes the roof. Okay. It's interesting, Sean, to watch 5 acres move in about 10 minutes. and it moves pretty quick, so it's but it's something to see. But I think there's an engineer that takes care of that. They wouldn't let anybody like me or Michael Gruber have access to those types of buttons.
The great Chuck Morgan joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. In terms of the in-game entertainment, any new features that are going to be happening this year compared to what we saw at the old Globe?
We got a couple of things that we can do just with technology now where fans can play. You know, everybody, you know, you go to any type of sporting event or anywhere for that matter, dinner or whatever, everybody's watching their phones. We've got some things that are going to be interactive with the scoreboard that you can do with your phone. There's going to be a fan that will be able to see how many times they can throw strikes to a bobblehead, and everybody can play along on their phones. We've got another one where they can, we got kind of a home run derby game where they can play along with the scoreboard. So there's some things like that. But we just have, you know, maybe old technology after your year, but it's state-of-the-art control room that's just incredible. It's just as almost as good as any type of TV control room around the country.
Has COVID killed the Kiss Cam?
You know, we hadn't done much Kiss Cam over the last several years, and I'm sure we will not be doing Kiss Cam during the COVID period.
Chuck, of course, it is national news that the president commented on last week that Globe Life is going to be the first full capacity crowd since COVID has taken place. 40,300 allowed. What are you expecting today? Do you have early word on attendance figures? And what's your feeling on what could happen today?
I think it'll be around, you know, somewhere between 38,000 and 40,000 today. You know, Sean, I watched this last year when it started with, we had a bunch of high school graduations here. Then we had the, NLCS and the World Series, and then we had the National Finals Rodeo. And just a few weeks ago, we had some college baseball here. Now, granted, it wasn't any more than 15,000 to 16,000 people at those events, but our operations people did a great job and handling the mask and the social distancing, and I think they'll do a good job today. I think everything's going to be fine. Roof will be open, and we'll have opening day. But our operations people, and you know, I'm part of that. I make a lot of announcements during a game. We did that during the baseball postseason and the World Series. We made a lot of announcements about to be sure and wear your mask, and if you go to the retail locations or concession lines, to social distance. So we'll follow those guidelines, and I think our operations people will handle this just as great as they did during the baseball postseason and the rodeo.
What's your favorite snack in there so far?
My favorite snack? I told you before, I'm an old school guy. I'm just a regular hot dog guy and a cold beer. I mean, that's first went to Dodger Stadium a couple of years ago, and first thing I did was get me a Dodger dog and a cold beer. So I'm kind of an old school guy, and I have to have a bag of peanuts every game. So I'm a peanut guy too.
Are the Dodger dogs, Chuck, worth the hype? Are they really that good? And what are you putting on the hot dog?
I put mustard only and a little relish, But it's the fact that you're Dodger Stadium and they have Dodger dogs. I don't think they're any better than Nolan Ryan beef hot dogs here at the ballpark.
Man, that really is great stadium. For a stadium that was built so long ago, that Dodger Stadium stood the test of time, man. I love that place.
Well, you know, the thing, RJ, I sat down the first baseline in these seats like in the about the first three or four rows, and they've got a tray in front of you, which makes things a lot better. And then the second game I was there, I sat more towards home plate, and it was, you know, there just wasn't enough room between the aisles. But those seats down the first baseline with trays were pretty cool.
You know, Chuck, the other thing, I think I'm always looking for something unique that makes a stadium stand out, and I'm a huge, huge noise person with home field advantage. And the one thing I keep hearing that could make this place unique is the seats and, like, the way that they're over the field or the way it's set up with the upper deck. Can you take us through that with the design that should make the place as loud as you said?
Yeah, I think that's a great description, Sean, that the seats are much closer to the field and people are right on top. And you know, the other thing that's got, we've tested out our home run fireworks a couple of times. And, you know, I had asked the fireworks vendor to make sure that the visiting pitcher can feel the strength of the home run with a concussion noise in his chest. So the fireworks noise is extremely loud as the guy will hit second base, and the starting pitcher should feel that in his chest. And it'll appear the scoreboard is blowing up from the top with the fireworks coming out of the top of it. But, you know, if we get anywhere from 15,000 plus on up in this ballpark that are cheering for the Rangers, it will be very, very loud.
Chuck Morgan, voice of the Rangers right here on 105 through the Fan. One more, Troy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got to throw this out there because every time we talk about Chuck Morgan, we always talk about the inventor of the dot raising what he's done with the Rangers. But I want to go back to yesteryear because Chuck Morgan was the voice of the Grand Ole Opry at one time. Chuck Morgan's career when it comes to country music and music in general is just as legendary as what he did with the Rangers. You actually worked with people like Elvis Presley back in the day. I'm curious as to know what Presley was like back in the day.
Well, you know, I never really worked with Elvis. I did go to one of his recording sessions where it didn't last very long. A good friend of mine was Chet Atkins, who at that time I was there was running RCA. And, you know, Chet was the first person to introduce me to Charlie Pride. And, you know, one day Chet called and said, hey, we've got an Elvis recording session. Come on over. And I stood, you know, there's a bunch of people there, and I stood in the back room, and they got set up, and Elvis went through about 30, 40 seconds of a song, and things weren't right, and he just left. he dropped the mic and walked out. But, no, you know, Troy, I worked around a lot of great entertainers and songwriters, and just that was a great time to be in Nashville in the late 70s and early 80s, and a great time to be at the Grand Ole Opry, and it was a very treasured part of my life, and, you know, I think about it a lot.
All right, so biggest prima donna, Elvis Presley or John Daniels?
Oh, wow. No.
Well, I think Elvis is probably a little bit bigger than
him. Okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
Safe answer.
Chuck, you're the...
JD's a lot more laid back.
Yeah. I don't think Egomaniac, at least out loud with John Daniels, just TMZ and Fox News had him in the headlines for that after coming on with us last week. Chuck, you're the absolute best. We love you. Have a great start to the season today, and we look forward to catching up with you throughout.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate the time, and let's go Rangers.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.